president.
Hi, John. How are you? I just wondering, is that Republican Policy Committee going against our wheat bill? Does that make it any rougher for you?
Yeah. Well, sure. Certainly. I don't know how many Republican votes we get. It's bound to have an effect.
I just talking to Ken O'Donnell, who's out in Chicago, and Dick Daly. I told him what happened, and I told him this boy, Danny Roskinkowski, give me his name over there, said that he's a little worried because Douglas had voted against the bill in the Senate. And Daly said he'd get in touch with all of his, and they'd be for this bill, and all Democrats ought to stand up and unite. So that'll clear up that situation.
Well, I said we gotta depend on Democratic votes. Now, any Republican we get is relevant.
Yeah.
And there's gonna be a lot of work done. I'll keep in touch with you.
Maybe we ought to just get the Democrats and say, now, we either gonna run it or let the Republicans run it. And why don't we Democrats just go together once ourselves?
Well, I think probably...
Maybe have a little caucus with them. Because if Dick Daly will tell his boys that, and we can get some of the rest of them the same way, why, looks like most of the Southerners ought to be there, the textile people with them. And if we'll tell the Northern Democrats, we just finished civil rights for you, and we're going to stay with you on some other things, and the president's going to stay with you. Now, the president wants you to stay with him on this, because we've got to do some little something for the farmers. And not just let these Republicans run things. Looks like we might get our Democrats to vote as a unit once in a while themselves.
Well, the thing to do is for us to do what we got to do the work and not bring it up before we're ready.
Yeah, that's right.
And
might just get a caucus of all of them. And maybe this Republican thing's good, voting unanimously against us, making a political issue out of it.
They're against everything. You heard me tell the late president.
I know it, but we got to get ours to get mad because they're against us and get ours all together. You think we can do it on this issue?
I don't know. We've got to concentrate among the Democrats, and I'll keep you informed of anything I hear and anyone that I think you can call. It's vitally important that we win this one.
Yeah, I think we've got to. I think we just got to get all of our Democrats together and say, now, boys, if we can't govern, we can't govern. We've got a majority like this. If we're taking care of our South of this, we're taking care of our Midwest of this, we're taking care of our farmers, we're saving our treasury of this money, and we're all together on it, and we passed it 55-33 in the Senate, and we can't do it over here. Why, we just might as well let the Republicans take over. We can't let Halleck do that.
The action of the Republican Policy Committee is bound to lose Republican votes.
Yeah, it'll lose Republican votes, but it ought to gain us and Democrats. That's the point I'm making. We ought to just start calling them in tomorrow. I'll see as many as you see. You'll tell me who to see. And we'll just, me and you and Carl, we'll just take them one by one. But we can't lose this one, and we our leadership stake. This is kind of like that Halleck taking over up there with the wheat deal. And he just thinks...
I'll keep you informed of anything I hear, we've been working. I've talked with several from some California. We lost about 8 or 10 from there before, you know.
Yeah.
I've been working with them and working with others, and I'll keep you informed. I'll tell you anyway that I think you should call.
Now, what about if we're going to have trouble with the room?
Well, I talked with Smith, and he told him that I wanted to have his committee meet Thursday to consider the food stamp and the wheat. But I said that I said the alternative, the Thursday on the food stamp and Tuesday on the wheat. I put it in the alternative. And he said he'd let me know tomorrow, talk with me tomorrow.
Well, you let me know if you think I can talk to him and help any. Anything I want
to put you to the embarrassment of talking with him, Mr. Preston.
All right.
I don't want to put you to the embarrassment of talking.
I'll do anything.
I know you will. I'll keep you informed.
Okay. Bye.
All right.